that the will of the Father would be done. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. You're welcome here. Father, we thank you for the privilege we have at the beginning of this year to seek you together. Be glorified in our midst. In the name of Jesus, we ask these things, and all God's people said together, amen and amen.
I invite you to stand and sing with us this morning.
Sing, call for songs of loudest praise. you get shy on me, lift up your song. Cause you got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Come on, my soul. Don't you get shy on me, lift up your song. Cause you got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Come on, my soul. Don't you get shy on me, lift up your song. Cause you got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So I'll throw up my hands, praise you again and again. Cause all that I have is a hallelujah, hallelujah. And I know it's not much, I'm nothing else fit for a king, except for a heart singing hallelujah. So I'll throw up my hands, praise you again and again. Cause all that I have is a hallelujah, hallelujah. And I know it's not much, nothing else fit for a king, except for a heart singing. Hallelujah.
since we won't be quiet, since we won't keep it inside, would a few of you, just as we continue in this attitude of praise for a few more moments, just lift up your own words of praise to the Lord through prayer? Let's just continue in this attitude of praise for a few more moments. As you are led, lead out with words of praise to the Lord. Yes, Lord, we will not be silent. Our praise will not be contained. For all of the reasons that we have sung, the reasons that we are spoken out loud, and the reasons that are in our heart that we are lifting quietly to you. For these and so many more, you are worthy of praise. We give you praise and we declare, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Father, thank you. You are worthy of praise. You are worthy of glory. You are worthy of worship. Thank you for the privilege of lifting praise to you. Father, as we would look into your word now, both here in the sanctuary and as the children go to children's church, Lord, may you are God. Speak to us by your Spirit. Spirit of the living God, give us eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts that are willing and ready to receive what you have to say to us for your glory and for our good as well. Lord, we love you. In Jesus' name. And all God's people again said, amen and amen. If you would remain standing just in honor of reading the Word of God together, and open a Bible if you have one to Matthew chapter 21. We will be looking this morning at verses 12 through 22, and as we would read God's Word aloud, the children from kindergarten through sixth grade would be dismissed for Children's Church, and we bless the children as they go. And thanks to Isabella and Michelle for leading us this morning in worship through song. We're grateful for their ministry to us as they minister to the Lord. Matthew chapter 21, beginning in verse 12. Matthew records, Jesus entered the temple area and drove out all who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves. It is written, he said to them, my house will be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers. The blind and the lame came to him at the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and the teachers of the law saw the wonderful things he did, and the children shouting in the temple area, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were indignant. Do you hear what these children are saying? They asked him. Yes, replied Jesus. Have you never read, from the lips of children and infants, you have ordained praise? And he left them and went out of the city to Bethany, where he spent the night. Early in the morning, as he was on his way back to the city, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree by the road, he went up to it, but found nothing on it except leaves. Then he said to it, may you never bear fruit again. And immediately the tree withered. When the disciples saw this, they were amazed. How did the fig tree wither so quickly? They asked. And Jesus replied, I tell you the truth. If you have faith and do not doubt, not only can you do what was done to the fig tree, but also you can say to this mountain, go, throw yourself into the sea, and it will be done. If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. May the Lord add his blessing this morning to the reading of his word. Thank you for remaining standing. You may be seated.